Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally. And now, here's Randy.
Thank you for tuning in today to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. You may notice that the music today is off. My opening is not really what my opening is supposed to be, but I hope my middle and closing are right, because when I went on air this morning, none of my music was uploaded. So I just uploaded what I could find, and that explains that. Anyway, have you ever wondered why people who are strangers or people you hardly know open up to you and share their most trusted thoughts? Do you have an instinct connection with animals? Are you unable to watch violence, cruelty, or tragedy on television or in the movies because your soul just can't bear it? Do you have an instant knowing about the character of the people you meet upon first meeting them? Are you highly spiritual and find the physical world and everything in it heavy? Are you tired and have physical ailments that cannot be medically explained? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may be an empath. I chose the topic for today's show because a good friend of mine recently told me that I was an empath, something I did not fully understand. I was anxious to know as much as possible about what it meant to be an empath. And the more I learned, the more I discovered just how right he was. As a result, I have grown to understand myself much better and unearthed another piece of the mystery of why I often feel the way I do. If after listening to this show you discover that you are an empath, I hope you gain a deeper understanding of yourself as well. Empaths are people who are highly sensitive to the energy and the emotions of the people, animal, and sometimes even the spiritual imprints that exist around them. Some are even sensitive to the energy of plants. This extreme sensitivity applies to the familiar as well as the unfamiliar, people we are intimately close with and total strangers. We experience the world around us and feel what other people are feeling through our extraordinarily heightened senses and keen intuitions. We often internalize the feelings of others without being aware we are doing it and interpret those feelings as being our own. Just as with every other healthy-minded individual, empaths have the ability to empathize with those with whom they are interacting. We are able to relate to how others feel and understand what they are experiencing. What sets empaths apart is our higher than average level of empathy, the ease at which we can connect to the feelings of others, and the range within which we can do it. And where others experience feelings of empathy that are cued by interacting with others, empaths don't always. We don't have to rely on the physical senses of sight, hearing, or touch, or clues from our interactions with others to pick up on the emotions and energies around us. We can feel and internalize emotions from people near and far. Crowded places such as shopping malls, supermarkets, stadiums, or movie theaters can overwhelm the senses of the empath. They may fill him with uncomfortable emotions that feel as if they are his own, picked up from all the energies around him. Environments with depressive, low energy, such as nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and hospitals, can cause feelings of depression, physical maladies, and fatigue in the empath. Thrift stores, consignment shops, and antique stores, places that carry the residual energy of previous owners, can be very draining for empaths, as can used cars or pre-owned houses. I love antiques, but I have had to stop frequenting those types of shops because they zap my already low energy, energy that may be constantly being depleted by the many pieces I already have in my home. But I'm not willing to part with them, so we'll just have to find a way to live together. Empaths are avid seekers of solutions, answers, and knowledge. We are deep thinkers and studiers. Believers that there is a solution for every problem, and uncomfortable and frustrated until we find it, empaths will tirelessly search until they are satisfied. Those who are spiritually connected will ask God or the universe for guidance and answers. Our gift allows us to tap into the spiritual realm and tune into its energies. We frequently experience synchronicities, phenomena that occur in everyone's life, but because we are more connected than most people to the supernatural world, we more easily recognize these coincidences as signposts of guidance. Empaths have a great interest in metaphysics, likely having experienced paranormal experiences of our own, whether it be near-death experiences, out-of-body experiences, physical or psychic ability, or our connection with those who have crossed over to the other side. We easily incorporate these unseen realities into our physical experience without question. We naturally know that these things are so without requiring any rational explanation. With a natural ability to tap into universal energy and heal others, empaths tend to gravitate toward work in the fields of holistic therapies and energy work. Our sensitivity allows us to feel the emotions of others, influence their bodies and minds, and create harmony within them. In order to do that, empaths must learn ways to keep the energy of others from becoming their own. Otherwise, the balance and harmony we create in others will cause unbalance and disharmony within us. Empaths are usually nonviolent and non-aggressive people who love peaceful and harmonious environments. Disharmony makes us uncomfortable. We will do everything we can to avoid it. If and when we are confronted with turbulence, we will take on the role of peacemaker and will work toward a resolution as quickly as possible. I personally have played the role of peacemaker with family and friends since I was a little child. We are painfully sensitive to violence, cruelty, and tragedy, whether real or dramatically acted out. Watching it on television, in the movies, or reading about anything that involves the physical or emotional suffering of another feels nearly unbearable. The suffering of people, children, or animals becomes our own suffering. We fully identify with it and feel it. There are many things I cannot watch on television without becoming extremely depressed, but the first one that comes to mind is Sarah McLachlan's ASPCA commercial about animal cruelty. I quickly change the channel the second it comes on. Otherwise, I begin to internalize the suffering of those animals. Empaths deeply connect to animals of all species. We resonate with their energies, love their pureness, and highly value their unconditional love. Empaths often prefer the company of animals over the company of humans, usually having a pet or two of our own. Many empaths become vegan or vegetarian because we can feel the vibration of the animal that the meat came from when we eat it. we have a clear sense of the animal's fear and suffering. We don't understand why a beautiful animal doesn't have the same rights as humans do and must die. I am a vegetarian who occasionally eats fish and seafood, but it is never a comfortable experience for me because I can't help thinking about the once beautiful living and breathing animal that was killed, maybe even suffered, and is now on my plate. I don't feel as if my right to eat it supersedes the animal's right to live. Because empaths feel things so deeply and tend to be nurturing, we often work as volunteers who passionately dedicate their time to helping animals, children, others in need, or the environment. We are excellent listeners who are truly interested in the happiness and welfare of others. Because of our natural ability to know things without being told, we can be a great asset to others because we tend to know where others are coming from. But this knowing ability also makes it very difficult for others to lie to us, put on a facade, or hide their emotions. We just know the feelings and intentions of other people, even if we have just met them. We are also adept at reading body language and noticing subtle inflections of speech that others might miss. Empaths require truthfulness in others and in themselves. We feel terribly uncomfortable with those we perceive to be lying to us, manipulating us, or acting phony. Because of the way it makes us feel, we do not accept or tolerate that type of behavior from anyone, including ourselves. And where we are generally very tolerant people, we absolutely cannot tolerate unnecessary drama, egotistical behavior, or self-centeredness, especially that of narcissists. We also cannot tolerate negativity in others, especially judgment and jealousy. Those attitudes immediately drain our energy. We cannot lie to ourselves, nor can we pretend to enjoy things that we don't enjoy, whether it involves social activities or our work. Our work must feel meaningful to us, or it will end up making us emotionally, spiritually, and physically unwell. Many empaths work in creative fields such as art, dance, writing, or music, expressive fields that feed their souls and is vital to their well-beings. We also cannot pretend to be happy when we're not, and unhappiness can take us over at any moment. Because of the bombardment of overwhelming energies, negative and positive, empaths are highly prone to mood swings. We can be easygoing and happy one minute and miserable the next without any logical transition. We may be the life of the party one minute and then quiet and reclusive the next. When we are miserable, we can't hide it even if we want to. It is written across our faces for everyone to see. One thing that makes us very unhappy is restrictions. Empaths are free spirits who must have their freedom of movement and expression. We feel imprisoned by control, rules that are too rigid or that we don't believe in, and routines. Many of our life experiences have been daring or adventurous. We have a great need to experience the true pulse of life, whether good or bad. And having had these various life experiences, we have knowledge on a wide range of topics. This often makes us appear wise to others, though we are usually quiet about our achievements unless asked. We're more comfortable pointing out the achievements and attributes of others. Empaths exude a deep level of warmth and compassion that draws others to them. Strangers sense that about us on a subconscious level and find themselves telling us private things about their lives. Before they realize what they have done, they've poured out their hearts to us. And animals bond to us very quickly for the same reasons. Our deepest mutual connections are those who are like us, those who get us, and those we can be expressive, open, and frank with. We can form lasting friendships with those who are not like us, but it will always feel as if an element of the relationship is missing. I have to admit, my husband of 25 years, who is far from an empath, doesn't totally get me or my need for unconditional spiritual love. There's a level of understanding I can't share with him. He doesn't run very deep and will readily admit that. Still, our marriage works and we are happy. He accepts me for who I am and allows me to freely express myself in whatever way I need to. I just find it frustrating to share with him the parts of me that he can't relate to. So I've found other outlets for that, and this radio show happens to be one of them. Empaths have difficulty staying focused on things that don't stimulate their minds. We are daydreamers who get bored or distracted easily. When we are not stimulated, our minds will go off to other places, sometimes even detach from the physical reality. We live our lives in duality. Empaths physically exist in the dense, dark world filled with negativity and lower energy called Earth, but they mentally exist in the light, pure, high-energy, optimistic world of spirit. It is hard for us to stay grounded because we understand the freedom of the alternative world, but we must stay grounded because that is the way we all complete our earthly missions. My husband is grounded and solidly rooted in the physical world. That provides a good balance for me because I am not. I understand the spiritual world better than I understand the physical world. I fully relate to being a spiritual being living a human experience. But the journey of the human experience must be lived fully in the physical world, and I am reminded of that daily in my relationship with my husband. Many empaths remain single because they don't know how to reach that balance. In order to have healthy, intimate relationships, empaths must build solid foundations with their partners where respect and boundaries are clearly understood by both. Non-empaths must respect their partner's need for decompression time, whether they understand the reasons for it or not. We need our own space and solitude, mainly because we become overloaded and exhausted from intuiting and absorbing our partner's energy. Well, we're about halfway through the show, so I'm going to take a brief break. I'll continue this discussion immediately following that break, and I'm not sure what song's going to come up. So stay tuned, enjoy, and I'll be right back. To today's discussion. What is an empath and are you one? You may have heard the term highly sensitive people and might be wondering if those types of people possess the same traits as empaths or if the terminology is one and the same. They are related in that being a highly sensitive person is one aspect of being an empath, and there are other traits that are similar, but highly sensitive people are not empaths. Highly sensitive people are emotionally reactive people. They process things very deeply, are overly aroused in comparison to other people, are highly empathetic, and are sensitive to subtle stimuli. They have a low tolerance to things in their environment, such as temperature, noise, bright lights, strong odors, and clutter. They have lasting residual effects from any aggravating stimuli, therefore cannot function well in environments that aggravate their senses. Highly sensitive people may also have sensitivities to medications, caffeine, or alcohol. They are sensitive to their own feelings, have a difficult time letting the pain of their past go, and are very easily hurt or upset. They will avoid conflict and confrontations whenever possible because these things make the highly sensitive person very uncomfortable. Highly sensitive people are very sensitive to the emotions of those around them. They tend to become agitated or anxious in large groups of people. Therefore, counteract those sensitivities by spending a great deal of time alone. For this reason, highly sensitive people are often seen by others as being introverted, shy, or socially awkward. Just as with empaths, highly sensitive people are creative people, deep thinkers, highly intuitive, and spiritually connected. There are many similarities between them. Where they differ is that empaths are more than just sensitive to their environments, and their sensitivities are not limited to emotions. Empaths are sensitive to both the visible and the non-visible. We pick up the energies of people and things, whether we are or are not physically around them. That is why we are often referred to as psychic sponges. Many empaths do not know that they are empaths. They don't know that their feelings of depression, mood swings, and anxiety are often not their own, that they are actually absorbing the energies of others. Those of us who do know we are empaths are not always aware of the energies that influence our moods either. It is very difficult to have our emotions shift the way they do and not be able to control them. It's difficult to live being unconsciously influenced by our surroundings. Although we have been blessed with an amazing gift, that gift can also make life very difficult for us, emotionally and physically. Imagine walking through life absorbing everyone else's toxic output. Unless we're careful, and even sometimes when we are, the energies we absorb will create chronic fatigue and a variety of health issues for us. We often get drained of energy, energy that cannot be restored with sleep, whether it is sucked out of us by emotional vampires or by the absorption of a conglomerate of invisible energies. We also suffer nausea, headaches, and migraines. Many of us are prone to clinical depression, anxiety, and illnesses that have no apparent medical cause. We are often seen as hypochondriacs. Empaths have the tendency to take on the pain and ailments of others. We will pick up colds, infections, aches, and pains just by being near someone who is suffering those same symptoms or someone whose energy affects us in a negative way. The absorption of certain energies can trigger panic attacks, digestion issues, such as ulcers and irritable bowel syndrome, and lower back problems. Empaths are prone to carrying excess weight, whether or not they overeat, which in a sense forms a barrier of protection from negative energies. And some develop addictions to mood-altering substances used to block all the chaos they feel inside. Some will stay busy to avoid dealing with the problem altogether. What the empath truly needs is solitude and rest. That is the best way for us to escape the bombardment of energies around us, quiet our minds, and allow our bodies to heal. It is detrimental to our overall well-being that we take good care of ourselves. We must limit our exposure to people, places, and things that we know will drain our energy. We typically require more sleep than the average person, so if we can't get it all at once, we have to take catnaps whenever possible. As empaths, we must also take time out of our day, even if it is only 10 to 15 minutes, to center ourselves. Meditation is the best way to do that. There are some great meditation exercises on YouTube. Do a Google search for YouTube Psychic Protection Guided Meditation, and several good guided meditations will come up. Try them all and find which ones you like best. Again, that is the YouTube search for Psychic Protection Guided Meditation. I'll give you a few examples I found for easy visualizations that you can use each day to shield you from unwanted energy. The first one, visualize a reflective shield pouring over your body like a liquid mirror and covering it entirely. Use it to deflect unwanted energies that you are receiving. Mentally open it when you want to let things in and close it when you want to keep things out. The more you use it, the better it will work, but don't leave it up too long or you will begin to lose your sensitivities. If you don't like using the liquid mirror, you can substitute a force field or a curtain of energy around yourself. The second one is visualize the doorway to your home or office as a shower of light that washes away the negative energy of anyone who walks through it. And you can use the third one every time you take a shower. Imagine the water being a white light pouring down on you and cleansing all the negative energy from your being. Water in general is a great emotional cleanser. Drink lots of water and spend as much time near bodies of water as possible. You know, it's funny, whenever I come home from an antique store, a consignment store, or any place with a great deal of psychic energy imprints for me to pick up, I spray myself down with sea salt water. To do this, you will need a misting bottle with a sprayer. Measure out a tablespoon or two of sea salt and pour it into the bottle. Then fill the bottle with water and let the salt dissolve. Go into the shower or outside and spray the solution above your head, allowing the mist to completely cover your body. Pour the remaining solution outside in the gutter or drain. Never bring it back inside the house or discard it anywhere inside your house. I also found an affirmation for cleansing yourself of other people's energies that I will share with you. The affirmation is as follows. I am willing to work with all that is mine, and I release all that is not mine. And to create a filter, you can add, I am willing to receive all that is for the highest good for me to know, and I am protected from all else. The hardest thing for empaths to do is to discern what feelings and sensations are theirs and what ones belong to someone or something else. But the more aware we are of our feelings and their sources, the easier time we will have separating the two. Each day before you leave the house, take a quick inventory of how you're feeling. During the day, when your mood changes, try to identify the source of energy or emotions that you are absorbing. Learn to pay attention to these feelings and trust them. Also, as an empath, you will receive a great deal of information in the form of intuition. This information comes from a place of higher wisdom and is meant to guide you. Learn to trust what you feel. Empaths must learn to say no. We cannot allow ourselves to be the dumping ground for everyone's problems, even when we believe that we can probably help them. We should help those who are willing to help themselves and say no to those who suck the life out of us and never get out of the hole they're in. One way of helping others without draining our own energy is to connect to the loving wisdom of the spirit world and use its infinite energy. We can practice consciously connecting to this divine source and allowing the wisdom to easily flow through us. When we do this, we don't deplete ourselves at all, and we will provide the exact wisdom that the other person needs. Empaths are born with their ability. It is a special ability that can be very powerful in helping others to heal. Learn to understand, appreciate, and embrace your gift. You have been purposely chosen. This gift has been given to you for a reason. Be grateful for it. Be grateful for everything. I'm sorry to say that we are out of time. If you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. Randy is always spelled R-A-N-D-I, randyg.com. Stop by my website, randyg.com, and sign the guest book. I welcome feedback about my shows, so you can leave comments for me there as well. Please stop by to visit me on my Facebook page, Randy G. Find, and like me. My page is filled with inspirational picture quotes that you can enjoy and share. If you enjoy listening to my shows, please become a show follower. More followers will get this show the recognition that it deserves. Visit my blog at randygfind.com for even more inspiration. and join the list of devoted followers there. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.